Paul, what did you think of the response from your club after the opening 20 minutes?
Yeah, really good. That was outstanding, you know, and got into the fight, literally, and got some emotion on our bench and got excited about playing a game back-to-back. That can be tough. We come in dragging a little bit, and they were hot in that first period. Connor was great. It gave us a chance to come back, and they found a way to fight back, and I was really happy with that. I mean, the shootout wins usually aren't very exciting for me, but really pleased with that response. Lots of good play from a bunch of guys. Lauer's line was great, obviously. Kyle Connor and Scheif's line and Blake, they were real strong and built as the game went on, but we got some good miles out of Kopp and Lemieux, so I was pretty happy about that one.
Fair to say, then, obviously, everybody had a piece of this one for you here tonight.
Yeah, I think we ran the rotation quite a bit different here tonight and got a bit more of the grind out on the ice more often. So they should all enjoy that plane ride.
How about your goaltender here tonight? Had 20 shots on him, I think, in the first period, and then he was able to go about 14 consecutive saves until they get the goal and then close the door in the shootout.
He was great. You know, he's the one rested guy we had in the lineup in a lot of ways. Got a good day's work and kind of get back into his rhythm, but you get out on the road some nights back-to-back. Sometimes it's really good to have your one go in the two-hole, right, come in on the second half of that because you're going to need that. We needed good goaltending to be in the game after the first, and boy, we got it.
We saw how hard it was for the Flyers and your team to find your legs early in that game yesterday. Were you surprised by how fast Boston came out?
No, because they came in and probably would have had two practices, right, and stayed at home. So we figured they'd come out hot. They came out hotter than we wanted them to. But no, I think that they had I'm not going to say it before the game, but they had, in my mind, a distinct advantage in this one, coming off the break, getting two practices in. They're not crossing time zones. There was a we practice at 2 o'clock before the Philly game. It's so far out of whack for what we normally do. That's why I'm so pleased. This is a lot harder game than I think people will know just looking at a back-to-back on the schedule coming off that break and then the way it started to fight. You know, it was quite a bit of courage in that game. Lowry and Tanev, you know, sparked that group and really pleased with it.
You touched on that. You just don't see that much fighting anymore in this game. But it still has that role to pick up a team in a situation like that.
It's all about a certain emotional level, right? They were feeling their game. We were starting to kind of wade back into the second period. And you see more fighting when there's a higher level of motion. I think you've seen it more usually in central games. But even that, now there's not as much as there used to be. But the emotion got high, and that gave us a chance to get back in the game.
I'm not saying they were off early, but to flip the switch in the way the Connor and Scheifele Wheeler unit was able to strike in a short span for you guys in the third?
They were like our game, and like I said, I think the game absolutely turned on those fights, and everybody's level got up. And look at Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler got off a plane at 4 o'clock in the morning, got on another one at 7, flew here, practiced, didn't practice, and then get into back-to-back, and their coach runs them pretty hard, so that they were able to find that level in the third period is a statement of how hard and how bad they want to win.